New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a step today toward major changes at the nation's largest police force. De Blasio says the city will settle a long-running lawsuit against the New York Police Department over its so-called stop-and-frisk tactics. A federal judge had ruled that the department violated the civil rights of blacks and Latinos. Former Mayor Michael Bloomberg's administration appealed that ruling. Now de Blasio says the city will drop the appeal, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Candidate Bill de Blasio rolled to a landslide win in November, in part by vowing to, quote, end the era of stop and frisk. And less than a month into the job, Mayor de Blasio is following through.
We're here today to turn the page on one of the most divisive problems in our city.
The legal fight over stop and frisk has dragged on for over a decade. Critics charged the NYPD with stopping and frisking too many young black and Latino men without a warrant or even reasonable suspicion that a crime had been committed. The Bloomberg administration defended the practice, but de Blasio does not.
We believe in respecting every New Yorker's rights, regardless of what neighborhood they live in or the color of their skin. And we believe in ending the overuse of stop and frisk that has unfairly targeted young African American and Latino men.
De Blasio says his administration is prepared to accept the remedies ordered by federal judge Shira Shindlin last year. She found that the NYPD violated the Constitution when it stopped and frisked millions of New Yorkers who had committed no crimes. That ruling was on hold pending the former administration's appeal. But today, Mayor de Blasio announced an agreement to drop the appeal. Vince Warren directs the Center for Constitutional Rights, which represented the plaintiffs in the case.
We have a tremendous opportunity to make our city better and safer. We must not squander it. We need to bring all the stakeholders to the table and work on real reforms with real accountability.
Under the deal, the NYPD would be overseen by a federal monitor for 3 years. Other reforms still have to be negotiated. Newly appointed Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says he's ready to work with the plaintiffs and community groups on the details.
Constitutional, lawful policing, respectful policing, ultimately is effective policing. And that's just not a trite phrase.
Today's announcement was made in Brownsville, a low-income section of Brooklyn that had one of the highest rates of stop and frisk in the city. Many Brooklyn residents say today's announcement was long overdue. Trevor Handberry says he's been stopped dozens of times and hopes his children will have a very different relationship with the police.
I have a son, I have an 8-year-old, I have a 6-month-old. I think as young black minorities, you need to be able to trust these authority figures.
But other Brooklyn residents are worried that changes will lead to more crime. Regina Walker lives in Bedford-Stuyvesant. She hopes the police won't give up on stop and frisk altogether.
They need to reform and to make it better. Because don't get me wrong, it works. But they get carried away with it also. But it does work. They got a lot of guns off the street.
The police unions are worried too. The Patrolmen's Benevolent Association said in a statement it has, quote, serious concerns, unquote, about whether these remedies will make it harder for police to do their jobs. But Mayor de Blasio rejects that argument.
So I'd say to any young person, I'd say to any parent, I'd say to any senior citizen in Brownsville or any other community, this will make us safer.
Right now, the city's crime rates are at historic lows. But if that changes, de Blasio's critics may point back to today's announcement as one of the reasons. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.